Hey, Juliet.
Yeah, Max.
What's that show where Jackson, aka Mickey, he eats a lot of watermelon?
Why, that would be Big Brother.
Hello, everyone. This is the Little Brother Podcast recapping the past week of Big Brother 21. The days are getting shorter, which means time is going by faster. Guess another week of Big Brother 21 is in the books. And Sis, Annalise, Sis blindsided tonight. She went home. The votes flipped and Christy is still in the game. I'd like to welcome back to the studio. We missed you last week. The one and only Juliet Chen Moonves.
Hi.
Welcome back.
Thank you for having me back.
Hey, Juliet.
Yeah, Max.
When you look at me, you see home.
What?
When you look at me, you see home.
What?
When you look at me, you see home.
I don't think that.
A bump, bump, a bump, bump. Okay, and scene. That was good. Ridiculously, like, crazy week where we were teased.
Many times.
2 weeks in a row now that Christy's going to go home and we're blindsided again.
The prank is on us.
Christy eviction party on hold. Save your receipts because maybe it's going to happen next week. A lot to break down. A lot to discuss. It's really great to have you back. I missed you last week.
I'm very happy to be back.
We thought we had manifested that Christy was going to go home.
We did.
But little do we know, the chicken, the egg maker, soccer player, Sis was actually evicted tonight. Mm-hmm. There's so much to discuss, but first, let's do a quick recap. The watermelon man himself, Jackson Mickey, won the HOH, making himself safe and ready to finally target Christy in the game. It's time to play some chess and not checkers. Knowing that Christy is his main target, Jackson nominates Christy and then adds Annalise as a backup plan for eviction. After the nominations, the house is becoming more divided than ever. We have pairs of Jackson and Holly, Cliff and Nicole working together. Tommy, Christy, Sis, and Nick are a foursome, except Christy and Sis don't fully trust Nick. And Jess? Well, Jess is kind of doing her own thing. Not really sure about her anymore. Anyways, the house plays the veto and balances sea creatures in order to get the power. Jackson finds the perfect balance and wins the veto, and he keeps the nominations the same. Christy or Annalise will be evicted and sent to jury. Jackson would rather die on his feet than live on his knees, because for the first time in his life, he has to be selfish. Only one person sees confetti after all. Before the live eviction, Christy is upset. Go figure. She cries a lot and complains that the game is not fair.
Oh my god, it's not fair.
After she finds the time to dry her eyes, Christy starts campaigning. Sis, on the other hand, is just like, kind of, whatever about this game. Christy goes around blaming Nick for everything and plans to blow up the therapist's game. Nick finds out and he's sick of it, bro. It's Taco Tuesday and the table is set for the two to taco about it. The evening gets spicy and Nick and Christy blow it up. Afterwards, knowing that Christy and Nick will be targeting each other, the house contemplates keeping Christy and evicting Sis instead. Annalise finds out the vote is flipping, and she gets mad. Sis is pissed. For the first time in the game, she isn't having anything handed to her. I don't know, maybe you should have tried to play the game. It's time to vote, and the flip is in. By a vote of 5-1, Sis is sent out of the Big Brother house. After a week of expecting a Christy eviction party, Christy is still in the game. Don't you dare say you manifested this, Christy. Don't you dare. Before the night is over, the house competed to become the next HOH. The night before, everyone stayed up late listening and studying different bird calls for the competition. But wait, it's prank week in the game! The competition has nothing to do with birds! The house is blindsided. They play a different competition, the perfect shot. First up is Holly, and she hits the perfect score. Holly is the HOH this week, but what will that mean with prank week in play? Will Christy be a target again? Will Taco Tuesday ever be the same? I don't know. What a week, what a week, what a week. Juliet, welcome back.
Yeah.
Again.
I came back on a pretty solid week, I guess.
Yes, you did. Catching up with everything. How disappointed are you in the outcome of the eviction tonight?
I'm pretty devastated. I've been ready for Christy to leave for a while now. And she just keeps pretending to manifest her own salvation.
When does it get to be the time when she's not pretending anymore and she actually really controls the universe?
I don't know. Like, what does that mean for the universe if Christy's controlling it?
I want Christy to, like, maybe give me something back for making me sit to watch her all these weeks. Maybe she could manifest me winning the lottery.
I don't know. Maybe, like, the earth moves on her tears. Maybe that's why the earth is, like, 75% water, because it's just Christy's tears.
Well, we know with global warming, we could use some more tears. All right. Christy survived the field trip last week.
Mm-hmm.
Thought she was going out. Field trip was in play. She's the third nominee. Gets saved. Tommy pulls her off the block. Mm-hmm. And now she survives again this week with Jackson, a.k.a. Mickey, her biggest threat. They have been
at odds.
They've been gunning for each other for a while now. Jackson set it all up. There's no backing out. He's ready to take the shot at Christy. It all worked out. Jackson won the veto. How did she survive again? Juliet, can you break it down? How did this happen?
I mean, I hate giving credit where credit is not really due. Maybe it was just luck, but Christy and her constant paranoia and freakouts finally yielded a good result for her, which was she did make a good point. I mean, she and Nick going after each other is a way to get a target off of her back because she's putting such a target on her face. So it's just, it becomes the person that you want to keep because Sis isn't doing anything. She's just sitting there balking like a chicken while Christy is starting a fight, which puts a target on Nick, which puts a target on her, which takes a target off of you and your people. So unfortunately, you know, her okay gameplay, whether it was, she meant it or not to be that way, is what kept her in the house.
Yeah, I mean, according to Sis, though, Sis has a really, like, she doesn't mean to brag, but she has an awesome social game.
Amazing social game, I believe she said.
So why did that amazing social game not help out? She's up against Christy, who a lot of people have issues with.
I don't know. I mean,
why is Sis out now?
I'm hoping we'll have a great moment like we did with Raven, where she comes up with this brilliant lie she's been telling herself, and we hear about it when she talks to Dr. Will in the jury house.
Is that the best comparison for Sis at this point is Raven?
I think so, because they're both delusional.
Yes, I agree. I think she's mostly Raven, but it feels like they haven't had a character since Jordan back in the day that, like, you know, because it wasn't like Jordan didn't understand clocks and like how many minutes in an hour. I forgot how that actually went. So
it,
it's
she
like,
could, it was like she couldn't didn't understand what quarter of something meant.
Like, something like
quarter
that.
Quarter to ten. What time is that?
And of course, we got the great Sis not, you know,
Sis not
understanding
knowing what
daylight savings is. So, I mean, it's funny because her edit finally started to heat up.
Finally worth it.
And then it just kind of cut off.
Yeah.
I bet there's people out there that didn't even know she was in the house. I think the same goes for Jess sometimes. Sis can't really pull this off because I think what really happened is Christy can make a compelling argument that, hey, I'm gunning after Nick. And so most people, especially Jackson, even though he doesn't have a vote in this, can see the positives to that. Because after all, he is playing chess, not checkers. So the only thing I can tell is all of Sis's campaigning was She couldn't really tell anyone what she would do if she won HOH next week. And Jackson's like, well, she's not really saying, like, I'm not going after you.
Right.
She's not really saying anything at all. And I know that there's also a moment where Cliff is just kind of like, I don't even think it's fair. Like, she's had everything handed to her in this game.
Yeah.
And she doesn't even like playing. She doesn't even really want to play.
She doesn't understand the game. She's not. She said, this game that I love so much. I'm like, really? Because 5 minutes ago you said I hated this game.
It was like Tommy Wiseau in The Room.
Yeah.
Being like, and I love Lisa so much. She had that moment in her speech. You're right. I caught that too. I love playing this game that I love so much. FYI. Yeah, disappointing. I don't even care. She's my teammate. I lost another one today. That's fine. But like losing Sis is nothing. Because that meant nothing to me.
I mean, your three are looking good on your side anyway. So.
I am down to, of course, I brought Jackson back onto my team. Because why not? So I have Tommy, Nicole, and Jackson. I honestly think that now it's all hindsight. But I think those are the three that really only mattered for, like, basically even before, like, Bella left.
Right.
So that's all right. I'm going to stick with it. I think
you have the better chance of winning this game now, which is crazy.
You have the manifester. You have Christy on the team. Come on now.
No, here's the thing. If Tommy wins, Christy's going to say she manifested Tommy's win.
Oh, well, I mean, yeah. It's very convenient to say that whenever something happens. She even said something when Holly won HOH.
She was like, remember my dream.
Like, shut up. God. I think the hardest thing. So let's go back to Christy a little bit. Because it's funny how we're talking about Christy staying more than Sis leaving.
Because she doesn't matter.
Yeah, that sums it up. Bye, Sis.
We'll just do our goodbye messages to her and move on.
We'll do it later. Whatever. So Christy, the interesting thing is, she's not a bad player at all. She's just a very annoying player.
Right. In general.
I don't think she's a BB all-star like Jess. I don't think Christy's my favorite player ever, but I gotta hand it to her. The writing was on the wall. Like, I mean, the field trip's one thing. Tommy won. She had nothing to do with that. She sucked at that competition. Wound up on the block, and Tommy rescued her. Mm-hmm. She did nothing to save herself last week, even though she acts like she did because she is a great social gamer, whatever. But this week, it is very impressive to me that she was able to, it worked. Flipped on Nick, and Nick helped her as well because for being a therapist, there's no patience in that guy. And Christy's still here. So there is something with that where Christy managed to survive again.
Mm-hmm.
Christy's got to win, like, the veto, like, every single week,
every week. She has to consistently win either HOH or veto to stay in this game at this point. Or Tommy has to. And even Tommy, I think, at some point might just say, all right, we just got to put her up.
I was so excited for a Christy eviction. Not as much to just get rid of Christy so I don't have to just see the crying, the lying, the just kind of the... I don't even know how to describe it. It's just... There's just something about her that I would be going crazy if I lived in that house right now. I was really excited for Tommy's game because I don't agree with everything that Tommy does, but I think he is the best player in this house. And I think definitely it was convenient and it was definitely a handicap to have someone that you know, and Christy's been a huge shield for him.
Right.
So I'm going to fault him a little bit for this, but I wanted so badly to see... Let Tommy lose.
Yeah.
Let him play Baywatch without Christy. You know, let's see Tommy really kind of just step his game up a little bit and let's just see Christy out. I really wanted that because I think that's going to help Tommy's resume.
Yeah.
To win this overall game. Now, I think a lot of people like Tommy and he's definitely a big threat, but at the same time, I love how he's playing. But I think the longer Christy stays in this game, it's just going to kind of just start looking a little bit worse. Like, oh, well, you had this safety net the whole time.
Right.
I can't believe that Sis is gone and Christy's in the house still. Oh, man. Anything else you want to kind of maybe add about, like, Sis leaving?
I mean, we haven't even really talked about her leaving because she's just meant nothing to us.
Here, I got a question for you. There is an interesting thing to think about, I feel. was it time to evict Sis? Because when players like this do nothing in this game, they also do nothing for you as well.
Mm-hmm.
So she was, by definition, just floating in a very, like, airheady, floaty way.
Yeah.
Was this, like, when's another time that Sis is actually going to be put up on the block? I think besides a double eviction, you're looking at Sis just kind of hanging around. I kind of like that she's gone in a way because she just didn't care about this game, so we might as well have people in the game for our entertainment and our right. value and enjoying this game to watch people that want to play, play.
Mm-hmm.
And I think we've kind of got down to that group now.
Right.
Well, minus Jess.
Who thinks she's doing really
so,
well.
So, yeah, that's my – and my argument would go the same thing as Jess. Is this, like, I guess the time to just get Sis out while you can?
I think that there's still strong competitors in the game that you want to try to get out if you're a strong competitor, like, you know, the Christies. So you want to kind of have somebody that's going to vote on your side when it's time to push them out.
I think that that is true for most seasons. The only disagreement I would have is if you compare like Sis to Victoria, right, from mm-hmm. Derek's season.
Mm-hmm.
Victoria still was like loyal to people and kind of just floated overall.
Yeah.
She did
whatever Derek told her to do.
Right. But at the same time, she wasn't like really gunning for anybody else. For the most part.
No, because he wasn't gunning for anyone. She was a reflection of him as one of the best players that Big Brother's ever seen. So
I guess the point I'm getting at, though, is that
Sis doesn't have anybody to reflect.
Yeah, and she's clearly loyal to Tommy and Christy.
Mm-hmm.
And I guess somewhat
she's still loyal to Jack, who's not even playing.
Well, I mean, and she was loyal to Nick, but Nick and Christy are not meshing, which is both of their faults. But Nick was definitely loyal to her. But the problem is like after a while, she's not going to do anything for anybody else's games.
Right.
So it's kind of one of those, you're not doing anything for me. This isn't helping anything. I guess it's time to just kind of get you out.
No, I think the only reason that she went home is because Christy pulled out all the stops on Taco Tuesday. That's it. Sure. It was the Taco Tuesday extravaganza. The fiesta.
It was just great to... I mean, because we know that they've been having this, like, Taco Tuesday. And they also have, like, roundtable meetings where they talk about how grateful they are. Like, Jack started that stuff. So they make tacos and they sit around and talk about how...
They taco about it.
They taco about it. I already made that joke in the recap, so I can't... that was your one time to make the joke. It was great, though, just to hear, like, well, I'm going to fucking do it during Taco Tuesday.
Yep.
Oh, I'm going to blow her game. Let's do it now. Let's do it during Taco Tuesday.
Let's do it on Taco Tuesday. How dare you desecrate Taco Tuesday?
I'm going to wait to blow up his game during Taco Tuesday when everyone's there.
Everyone's there. You know, nobody leaves this house. You're aware that we're all always here.
Apparently Meatball Mondays, though, is safe.
Don't mess up Wonton Wednesday.
Let's just keep going. Teriyaki Thursdays, Fish Fry Fridays,
Spaghetti Saturday,
and Leftover Spaghetti Sundays. So, don't ruin those days.
Don't ruin any of those days. Tacos, go for it.
Taco Tuesday, that's when we fight. We might as well just talk about this whole thing with Nick.
Talk about it.
We're going to stop it. We saw Nick... you know, floating between two sides. And we saw this developing when Jess became HOH. And rightfully so, Jess and Kat forced Nick's hand to join the other side. So mm-hmm. Nick re-upped with Christy, Tommy, Sis, and I think that was it. So they had their foursome, and then that's when Nick roped in Cliff and Nicole to form that final six. But it wasn't an alliance. It was an alliance, whatever. It was just kind of like a six that was formed last week. But the issue was that Cliff and Nicole were always going to be kind of the wild cards, and Nick, you know, wanted to be part of the cool kids again. And he kind of got that wish, and I believe, honestly, he was loyal to Christy, Tommy, Sis. But yeah, that paranoia set in when Christy got on the block. Like, where did the paranoia start?
It started randomly, like, when her side still had... the power.
Yeah.
Like, and so I'm going up. Wait, why? Wait, what? Like, paranoia is every week.
When Christy's on the block and Nick isn't on the block, She starts her paranoia.
She was like,
you had a good point about this.
She's like, oh, well, you know what? I know that he's not doing it because he's not on the block right now. Well, Christy, there's really only two slots on the block. So there's actually like seven people that aren't on the block right now. Well, Nick's clearly working with him because he's not on the block and I am. Well, again, Christy, it's a numbers game here right now. So there can only be two.
Well, yeah. And also with Christy's logic, then Tommy must be cutting deals with Jackson. Which
well, he was because he was playing Baywatch. Because he wasn't crying when Christy lost the veto.
Yeah,
and he was trying to like keep. Here's the thing: when it's your alliance member, you have to keep that like happiness and light, and not just be a dick about it.
Right.
Because this is your opportunity to be like, okay, I know now he has the veto, so let me be nice to him and try to convince him to use the veto to bring you off because we will work with him. No, you storm off with your sippy cup and cry in the bed. Like, no, I can't help you now.
I think the issue is that,
idiots.
You know, she's projected a lot of stuff on Nick. Now, I think Nick is kind of a dumb player as well. It's funny because Christy and Nick are basically the female and male versions of each other.
Right.
They're so similar. They just have this like short fuse and they can't stop talking and they have to keep talking. And it's funny because Nick has been playing all the sides. So is Christy.
Yeah.
So what's funny is that Nick understands that, but Christy projects it that I can't deal with, just like the field trip, I can't deal with the fact that I'm on the block. It's got to be somebody else's fault.
Right. It's never her fault.
And because she can't blame Tommy, she blames Nick, who actually never made a deal with Jackson.
Right.
It's just Jackson.
He's just trying to exist right now.
Yeah. Christy is so blinded by her own lies sometimes that she just thinks they're... I honestly know that she thinks they're truth.
She's got some Raven in her too.
We all have a little raven
in us.
But it's obvious. Jackson, you said you were targeting Jackson. He said he's targeting you. You were expecting
this to
happen.
You're going to get picked.
You literally, on Sunday, I think it was Sunday or the beginning of the veto episode on Wednesday, said, well, so I'm on the block, but I'm not surprised. Then fast forward to the end of the episode. No, Nick's up to some shady shit. Why is he on the block and I... Why isn't he on the block and I am on the block? It's like... You just said I wasn't surprised. Like, what story is it?
I've never in my life been more interested to see a season end just to see how they react to how they are portrayed.
I'm worried about the scenario that it's going to be Christy and Jess sitting there at Final Two. And I'll be like, kill me. Kill me. It's just a weird blow up. And the thing is, Nick was loyal to them. It's just they're both on the block.
Mm-hmm.
And Nick has always had a final two with Sis. And I think like as a gameplay, I know that there's also a lot of stuff of like he's got a crush on Sis. Mm-hmm. He's been cuddling on her. He's kind of always wanted to cuddle on her.
Mm-hmm.
But I also think like he's had a solid plan that Nick wanted Sis to be his final two.
Right.
Because Nick felt like at that point, that's the only person he can beat in a vote. Now, whether or not we think that's true, it doesn't matter anymore.
Right.
But Nick was just definitely more loyal to Sith. Nick was
close.
Nick was definitely more loyal to Sis. Now, I think he played it wrong saying, well, of course I'll use the veto on you. But, I mean, I don't like how he kind of played it. But I mean, regardless, he's in alliance with both of them.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he should just be like, well, the situation sucks. Like, take a page from how Tommy handles it, I guess.
You. I love all of you. You're all my best friend. You're all my best friend.
Yeah. Lots of love.
Oh, God, I hate them all.
So Nick and Christy have just kind of blown it up. And I'm very shocked because somehow Jackson, Mickey, I think next to Tommy is, I don't want to say it, but he's playing the second best game in the house now.
Mm.
This guy has been a target for a while. I feel like even since the camp director moment. And rightfully so. He deserves it. But ever since Jack went gone, he's definitely been on everyone's top like hit list.
Mm-hmm.
But, you know, he won his safety during the field trip last week. So, like, that was, you know, that was on him.
Right.
But HOH making the shot put Christy on the block. And somehow Christy's more pissed at Nick. Awesome.
Jackson's playing a better game now.
It's working. It's working very well for Jackson. And I think Holly benefits from that as well because Jackson's a bigger target than her. And she just hit that perfect shot. So
that was incredible.
I thought this would be interesting to kind of just discuss this a little bit. The house is very divided now. Mm-hmm. Because you remember, like a month ago, we had a kind of a crazy, undeniable group. And it was just very much these nine just hoorahing each other.
Yeah.
And then we have like the outsiders. Mm-hmm. But now it's, I think, the most even playing field we've seen in this game. I think if Chrissy would have left, it would have been a little bit even more even, because then it would have been more Nick and Sis together. But this, I just wanted to kind of break it down.
I mean, yeah. I mean, I feel like we've got a pair, and some floaty people.
Yeah. So on my calculations, I know there's kind of some mix and match we can do here, but we have Cliff and Nicole are the most loyal to each other.
Uh-huh.
You agree?
Yeah, I'd say so.
Okay. And then we have Christy and Tommy.
Mm-hmm.
They're the most loyal to each other. Jackson and Holly.
Yep.
They're the most loyal to each other. And then you have the two outsiders, which is now Nick and Jess.
Yes.
And I think all that would have changed is Tommy would have probably paired up with Cliff and Nicole, possibly, if Christy would have left.
Mm-hmm.
Or Tommy would have stayed
Tommy would have stayed with Sis.
And Nick. Because yeah. Nick would definitely stay with Sis.
Yeah.
So I think that's the only kind of difference here. But now we kind of have Nick. He really needed this HOH because he's going to be so easy to target. And then we have Jess, who my argument is like, get her out sooner than later. Because Jess is even worse than Sis at this point, in my opinion. Because the problem with Jess is that she is upset at Nicole and dragging Nicole around for feeling bad and telling her that Alliance was trying to form without her.
Right.
To giving her the heads up that there's an Alliance forming, you're not a part of it, and I thought you should know.
Right.
And then Jess is now like, oh, Nicole, hate her. She's the worst.
Awful.
Yeah, Cliff Angels is dead. Kat left. Jess is bounced. It's Cliff and Nicole now. Interesting with the pairings. So,
Cliff.
What?
Nicliff.
Are you trying to? Oh, do you want to? Let's do some names
shipping
for these.
Them. Nicliff.
All right, Nicliff. Crommy, because it kind of sounds like crying for Christy Tommy. Jackson Holly can go a few ways. We could call it Haxon or Jolly.
Oh.
But I think it kind of like Haxon Jolly.
Haxon Jolly.
And then we have Nick and Jess who are hooking up right now. And they're called Ness. Or Nickica.
Jick.
No, they are not hooking up. Jess is married. And Nick's a therapist, married to Bella. For 15 minutes. Interesting how it's shaken up because now we know that Holly's the HOH. It's very kind of evened out. I think that there's room that part of the deal that Christy kind of proposed, we didn't get into the episode, but was also to Jackson of we should keep working together.
Mm-hmm.
So it's potentially a combo of Christy, Tommy, Jackson, Holly, and then a Cliff.
And then a Cliff.
For a potential group to work together.
Uh-huh.
But ever since the fallout of the big major alliance, I don't really believe any of these, like, over three. I think, like, the numbers, it's not going to work
right out.
So, but I love it, though. I do love this, that we kind of have a spread out. There's no majority anymore.
Yes. I feel like it's anyone's game now, but Jess is going to win it all.
Do not manifest that. looking at this pairing, though, the issue still is that Christy's still in the house.
Yes.
So I think she's got to be just the number one target in general.
I think she's going to be a target. Jackson's not threatened by Jess. Jackson's not threatened by Nicole. He, you know, part of Jackson, I think, wants to just watch Christy and Nick just destruct and go after each other. I think it might be smart for him to try to take out Tommy. So he could put up maybe Nick and Tommy and tell Christy and Tommy, like, look, Nick's obviously my target after everything. And so they'll all go after Nick. And then he can throw Christy right up on that block.
Yeah, I think Christy would be more of a backdoor option. I think Nick has got to go up.
I love that we're talking about this as if it's Jackson HOH and it's actually Holly's.
No, I'm talking about it that it's Holly's. But like I said, they're Hacks and Jolly, you know? they're kind of a pair. I don't know. There's a lot of ways to play it. I think Christy's just got to go. Still, because I think the longer and longer you keep her in this game, the harder and harder it's going to be to get her out. Chrissy's got to go sooner than later, or she's going to potentially win this game.
Yeah.
And the other players need to recognize this, that after a while, these tricks only work so much. If she's going to target Nick and not you, okay, cool. I get it. But at the same time, she's definitely not going to target you if she's out of this game.
Right. You're safe if she's gone.
Yeah. So let's get her out. Third week's the charm. Come on, Holly. we did get a new HOH, and we have a new twist as well upon us. Cause
it's called the Big Brother is trying to make it exciting for you twist.
Yeah, I guess.
It's called the, like, quick, somebody, we're losing ratings.
Yeah. Twist. The prank week is upon us. But I think before we get into all that about the Holly HOH, what to expect with the prank week twist, we have to say goodbye to Annalise.
Who?
Annalise.
Oh.
Sis.
Gotcha. Gotcha. Yeah.
Bok, bok.
Bok, bok. Bok, bok. Bok,
bok. Bok, bok. Bok, bok. We have to do it because our producer said that we have to say goodbye to her. So we're going to go ahead and these are going to be our goodbye messages to Sis or Annalise. We'll call her by her Christian name. These are our goodbye messages to Annalise.
Sis, I can't say that I'm happy to see you go. But I can't say that I'm unhappy to see you go. You were entertaining at times. And most of those times were when you were wearing a chicken costume. I hope you and Jack have fun in the jury house together. Maybe you can make him eggplant while he's giving you his. Sis.
Annalise. AKA Sis. I have two things to say to you. First off, I'm sorry that you got evicted. The second thing is... I'm not sure what the second thing is. What was the second part? I don't know why, but I'm just really nervous right now. Anyways, America forgot you were in the house at one point, but I'm glad that we got some edits of you showing off all of your talents, such as not knowing how daylight savings work, not knowing verbs and adjectives, being able to cook eggs, speaking chicken, as well as saving all the water for the environment by not showering. I hope you've learned something because you showed that you have a lot to learn. You didn't even want to be in this game. So why so mad now that your wish was granted? Look on the bright side. You get to go to jury and find out that Jack and Kat are dating now. That's going to be a lot of fun. At least it will be 10 sooner. Goodbye, like, goodbye. Goodbye, Sis. What?
Oh.
Oh. Well, that's good.
Oh.
Good riddance. Actually, I just thought of one more thing about Sis. They didn't show this that much in the edit, but she got so pissed about leaving. It is so weird. She didn't want to be here at all.
Yeah, but she loves this game so much.
Why is she so mad?
She loves it so much.
I don't even want to be here. What, you're going to evict me?
I hate this game. I love this game.
Yeah, one more little quick anecdote as well. I do love in that edit when she got put on the block. And she goes, I'm blindsided by this and also just really upset. Then they just held with the music.
Oh, just silence and heard.
Like dead air, except you have to like stare at the person while they go.
Well, it was interesting for me because I've never actually seen through someone. Like just you look into her eyes and it's just dead air in her brain.
Yeah.
It's just like there's nothing going on in there right now.
I can't wait to hear her opinion on the jury.
Oh, yeah.
It's going to be great. Dr. Will, have fun.
Have fun with this cast.
All right. We have a new HOH.
Yeah.
Holly hit the perfect score.
Holly OH.
50. Right off the bat.
Impressive.
Unbeatable.
Impressive.
But before that, there was a twist.
No birds.
So the house guest the night before, which happens a lot in this game, that you're kind of woken up in the middle of the night, and there's a lot of stuff that are clues and hints for the next HOH competition.
It's school. It's studying.
Yeah, you're rewarded because there's hints going up and you know this has to do with the competition. This isn't an accident. That there's different bird sounds. Nicole hates birds. I don't know if you know that yet, America. Did you know that, Juliet?
I did. It's been said every single episode.
This is the only edit that Nicole's getting lately. I know. I don't like birds.
I hate birds.
I made
my bed.
Oh, sweet Nicole. But then they were all set up like, all right, so you've heard a lot of bird noises.
And they're all set up to do a mental comp, a memory comp, and they just open the gates and they turn them around and it's like, oh no, you gotta roll a ball.
Yeah, and it was a great prank because
it was great.
It pranked the fans as well because you're like, oh yeah, there was a bunch of bird stuff. They go, that has nothing to do with this. This competition actually is, and then they flip the stage and I thought that was great.
I thought it was, thanks Big Brother for doing something good.
Prank week is starting off great.
Although I'm a little nervous about the rest of the prank week with giving some rando Holly's second nomination.
Some rando.
Some rando.
Just a random person.
You never know.
No, it's going to be a house guest.
Well, I know that.
Holly wins the HOH. Perfect shot 50. It's just unbeatable. So Holly Jackson, Hacks and Jolly are back in control again.
Right.
So Jackson,
which I'm behind. I'm good with this.
Yeah, he's going to survive another week, and hopefully this is the time to take the shot on Christy now. Because he got Sis out, you know. That's what I'm assuming they're going to do. But here's the prank week twist. So prank week is going to work out where you're allowed to, America's allowed to vote for one person.
Right.
To pick someone to be co-HOH secretly.
Right.
So the idea behind it is that Holly will get one nomination, but then a secret person gets to nominate the other person for eviction.
Right.
And then moving through the week, if that said person is pulled down during the veto, if it's Holly's nomination, Holly names the replacement. If it's the secret prankster head of household, if it's their nomination gets pulled off, then they can make secretly the replacement nomination.
Right.
I think that's it. And then also we're going to get Zingbot this week.
Nice.
Zingbot is back for the veto.
So none of them are going to know who he is except for Cliff. He's the only one that's seen the show before.
Really wish Sis was around for Zingbot because there'd be some good zings.
I hope he still just zings her anyway.
I'm pretty sure that's what's going to happen. It's going to be a lot of Sis jokes. It's probably going to be directed at Nick or something. I mean, Nick's going to get it about Bella.
Yeah. And his haircut. He's going to get it about his haircut. I can feel
Christy
that.
Will cry no matter
Christy
what Zingbot
says. Christy
will
get it about crying.
Tommy will love it. And Cliff will love it.
Yep.
And Nicole will
love
be about
it.
Birds.
Yes.
Nick will be about being a shitty therapist and
no, his will be about
Bella
his hair
and his hairline
and about his relationship with Sam. That's my Zingbot.
Zing!
Zing!
And Jess will not, it'll go over her head. She's like, I don't understand.
She'll be like, hola, Jess!
Zing!
Zing!
Oh my god. I don't know why that's so funny. All right. Anyways, who are you voting?
Vote for Zingbot.
Need to collect myself here. I don't know why that was so funny. Anyways, Holly is the HOH. Who do you want to vote for to be the secret prankster HOH?
I think it would be kind of fun to see Cliff go in as a secret prankster HOH, because I kind of feel like Holly's going to go for whoever she and Jackson are going to go for, which is kind of a given that it's going to be like the Nick and Christy, maybe Tommy backdoor, something like that. But I think Cliff coming in will kind of scare him a little bit, maybe. And especially if it gets to be secret, if it's like 100% gets to be secret, it'll be interesting.
Yeah, I wonder if...
I wonder if he'd put up Jackson.
Did Julie announce that they're not allowed to say that they're the...
I don't know.
Like, is this like an America's Player kind of situation?
Well, America's voting for the person that gets to do it, but America's not voting on who they get to pick.
Yeah, well, that's true.
So it's in your best interest to not...
Well, that's a good point to bring that up as well. But what I was also asking is that, like, how America's Player not allowed to reveal that you're America's Player to the other house guests.
Right.
Like, you can't say, like, hey, look,
I'm doing this because I'm America's Player.
So I wonder if that applies as well.
But that only is because the choices that they're making are for America. So it would help their game. It hurts their game if people know, but it also helps their game to be like, I didn't make this choice. America made this choice. But for this, it's America. Like, if it's Cliff, America chooses Cliff. But America's not telling Cliff who to put on the block.
So now I'm overthinking this, I think. But now I'm really worried that I overlooked something. And we're actually just voting for who the other nomination should be. We're voting for the...
No, we're voting for the person that gets to prank and switch it up.
Gotcha, because part of me just makes sense of, like, just have America vote for the other...
No, because we tried that already, and Christy got off the block.
We should try, like, a field trip twist. What do you think?
Big Brother's just going to be like, let's try a twist where Christy just gets nominated. What a twist!
This is in the drawing board. What's another scenario?
What's another way we get Christy to go home?
I think if it's America's vote, I think America has stayed pretty consistent. I think the field trip solidified that for us, that it's not going to be Christy. It's not going to be Nick. It's not going to be Jess. I think it's going to be Cliff, Nicole. I think it's going to be probably Cliff
or
Nicole.
I think it'd be Cliff or Nicole.
I don't see
Nicole
another
scenario. Nicole for the live feeders.
Or Tommy, maybe.
I would say,
I don't
like,
think so, actually.
No, I think it's going to be Nicole for the live feeders and Cliff for the casuals, because I think that's where we are in the house right now.
I think that's pretty solid.
Yeah.
I think that's what we should probably expect, which is good, because I think that, well, regardless, we don't know if they can... like, tell Holly that they're the secret person.
But I don't think they're going to want to tell anyone.
Yeah. But I feel like there has to be some communication of, like, who are you putting up?
No, because I bet you Big Brother is just going to stick their person into it. So when she turns the key, so say it is Holly's HOH. Well, it is Holly's. It's Holly's HOH. And say the person the prankster chooses is Jackson. And so she goes and turns that second key, thinking that Christy's face is going to come up. But it's Jackson's face that comes up. Or wait, no, because they have to know. Okay, strike that. Because the prankster has to know who the two nominees are, because they get to choose who to bring down and to put up in their place.
Yeah.
So that's what's going to happen. What's going to happen is they'll do the nomination ceremony as usual, but then it's going to say prankster, and the prankster's going to be able to, like, switch them up.
I don't like this. I think this is stupid.
I don't care for this at all.
Stop with the twist. And there's also like three new punishments again happening this week.
So much.
Jess, who rolled a 3, didn't know that was possible. That summed up her game in general. And then Cliff and Nicole tied for the second to last score. Mm-hmm. So we're going to see 3 more punishment outfits or something.
God, I don't care.
I'm sick of the twist. I think the prankster thing, like, that was fun what they did this week. And I like how they're throwing Zingbot into it as well. The prankster thing, I don't know. I just...
I don't care for it.
I don't know. It should be more like a saboteur
The twists don't need to be coming at this point in the game. The game is supposed to be good enough. We don't need twists.
Like we said earlier, the playing field is evened out. The stop with these twists.
It's time
like
now.
The twist is supposed to help, like, shock the pool.
Yes,
you know,
it's supposed to help get it going.
Get everything balanced. We're balanced. Let us play.
Stupid.
Oh, man. So, Holly is the HOH. Obviously, she's not putting up Jackson. Juliet, who should Holly put up? And let's say if she had both of her nominees. Now, we know that she only gets to have one, but who should Holly put up?
I mean, I think Christy and Tommy is a good one to put up. And then if one of them takes themselves down, throw up Nick. Because I don't think Nick's going to take either of them down. He's going to keep it up. So if one of those two are taken off the block, throw Nick up and you're good.
Which is funny because I'm just kind of just reversed on your order. I would just say throw up Christy and Nick. They're both at odds with each other, so throw them both up. And then if one of them comes off, backdoor Tommy or possibly backdoor Jess.
But if Tommy wins, he'll pull Christy off.
Backdoor Tommy.
But if Tommy wins, he'll pull Christy off. You can't backdoor
Well,
Tommy.
Then send Nick home.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, that.
I don't want those two in the house together anymore.
Yeah,
like, that's why I say
put
them up next to each other. So if Tommy wins and he takes himself off, throw up Nick. If Christy wins, takes herself off, throw up Nick. And then you can take Nick out still or take Christy out still.
The
like,
only issue, though, is that Jackson and Holly have been actively trying to work with Tommy and kind of keep him in their good graces.
Well, but that's what I'm saying. Yeah. I'm not saying Tommy's going home. I'm saying put Tommy up next to Christy to make sure that Tommy will take himself off if he wins instead of taking Christy off.
Right.
Then you throw Nick up. Then you can just put up, you can send home Nick or Christy and Tommy's safe. In the scenario that I created, Tommy's safe.
Gotcha. Okay. I think it was, they have like this weird fear in the house that like, unless they, I guess they would have to talk to Tommy ahead of time.
Yes.
Regardless, I think like Christy or Nick should be targeted to push this all forward. But we'll see how it all shakes up. We have prank week. Christy eviction party part 3 upon us this week. We'll see how it shakes up.
We'll see.
Jackson really lucked out again with Holly winning. I mean, Holly and Jackson are kind of steamrolling this game.
Love it.
And
never
I'm not
saying I'd say that.
Not huge fans of them, but I am enjoying it.
Yep.
And hopefully we can see more Christy tears.
Oh, I hope so.
Buckets of tears
left
in that house. What is in the house more? Watermelon or Christy's tears?
God, that's interesting. That should be a poll. I'll put that poll up.
Put that poll up. We'll add a few more things once we get creative about it. Before we go, Juliet, do you have any updates on your BBB bracket?
My BBB bracket? It was on pause a little bit, waiting to break some ties. So I'll be putting it back up next week. We've got like maybe two more rounds to go.
Is there any upsets?
Yeah. Celebrity Big Brother 2 beat out Big Brother 8, which is Dick and Danielle's season.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
What happened?
I don't know. I think it's, you know, it's the what's her face stands. See, that's how important she is. I forgot
her
name. The Tamar stands.
No, it's a bunch of Ricky Williams fans for sure.
I wish it was Tom Green fans, but
wow,
no such luck.
That is an upset.
Yeah.
BB8, I think, is arguably the best season of
Big
Brother.
One of the best seasons of Big Brother, and it was beaten by the season with Lolo Jones.
Oh, jeez Louise.
We're not getting enough votes, people. You need to like look these up, retweet them, share them.
Ooh, who won in the tiebreaker between BB12 and BB17?
I believe 17 swept that.
Interesting. That was a really tough one, but honestly, I love BB17, so
yeah.
I'm okay with that. BB12 was a good season as well. We need your votes, though, people. Follow us Twitter. Juliet, what's that Twitter handle?
Oh, it's Lil Bro Podcast.
What was that?
Lil Bro Podcast.
So it's Lil Bro Podcast.
Lil.
Or little.
Lil.
Yeah, for those of you trying to understand how to follow us.
L-I-L-B-R-O Podcast.
Yes, we're at Lil Bro Podcast. You can follow us on Twitter. Please vote. We have polls up. We're doing a BB bracket to see what the best Big Brother season is. And we need your votes because otherwise, Celebrity Big Brother 2 beats BB8. So that's on you, America. Thank you, of course, for listening to our show. We'll be back with you next week to see how the Holly HOH/Prank Week shakes up. this week.
It's going to be great. I can feel it.
Thank you all. Please subscribe, rate us. We appreciate your business. Thank you so much. From inside the Little Brother House, I am Max.
And I am Juliet.
Chen Moonves. Thank you all. Have a great night. Zing! Zing!